Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men TV and the build-up show. Liverpool back in action again. Aston Villa, the Premier League. Yes.
And it's not Arsenal today, Paul.
We're not playing Arsenal, Chris. We're playing alphabetically, I think, the next nearest team, though. So, yeah, we'll have to live with that. Someone's going to try and prove that, disprove that in the comments. I've not put any thought into that. I may well be wrong. Please feel free to let me know in the comments. Yes. Anyway, Chris Paycheck, as you can see, joins me. John Machen joins me as well. And Ross Chanley. And Chris, yes. Wonderful mug, by the way. Here we go again, Chris. Again, yes, three games in a week concludes with a trip to Villa Park. I mean, at least we haven't had to wait long to bounce back from the Arsenal defeat.
No, and listen, there's not going to be many players that actually have to bounce back, is there? I think Van Dijk and Salah are probably two players that are going to play a part in this fixture, and hopefully a very big part in this fixture, certainly for Mo. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, obviously last year it was one of the games of the season away at Villa Park, wasn't it? It's going to be different, as it always is, without fans and stuff. But, you know, if we pick up where we left off from Monday's game against Arsenal with the first team and we put in, God, even 80% of that performance, we should be too strong for them, Paul. And, you know, the way that we were playing against Arsenal, you know, we continued, essentially, the confidence continued from playing a 10-man Chelsea into the performance against Arsenal. It's a dominating performance against Arsenal. And if we can keep that up and that momentum rolling, then hopefully come Sunday night, we'll be saying, oh, bloody hell, the international break. What a bad time for the international break to come around.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I completely agree with that. For me, Dad, I think when Klopp and Linders and co will have been looking ahead to this season, or moreover, analysing last season, I think that game at Villa Park, we look back on it as a real touchstone moment because it set a real tone, I think, and it said that Liverpool will go into to the last possible breath of a football match and do everything in their power to win. I don't think they think of it that way. I think they look and go, we'd quite like to win games without having to do that. And this is a good example of, you know, we're going to see how Liverpool's approach differs. Villa, you know, are actually starting the season pretty well. They got knocked out of the EFL Cup by Stoke. This one for me, it's not you can't win three more points. We can't take more points from this than we did last season, but I think the method in which we achieve it is going to be how Liverpool benchmark themselves this season.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a heavyweight boxer, it's lovely to knock someone out in the last round, but it's much better to do it in the first. That's the way it is. I mean, I said last year, Villa's a big club, great ground, but of course they're not going to have any fans in there this time. And they gave us a game last year, even though they were terrible all season. They gave us a game.
Yeah,
probably no one else but us. This year, as you say, they've started well. They made 11 changes before their Carabao Cup game. So the league is the important thing for them, just as it is for us. And I think they think they're going to be giving us a game. And I think this time we won't be leaving it till the last.
Yeah.
I think we'll just walk all over them.
Yeah, and I mean, it's worth remembering the game last season, Ross, is it falls in a really mad period of the season for us where we had Manchester City looming, we had a Champions League game and Manchester City on the horizon. Fabinho doesn't play the game. Lallana plays the six because we're trying to make sure Fabinho doesn't pick a yellow up so he doesn't miss City. So we had to take a couple of risks with this. Having played three games in a week, we might be gambling on a couple of bits of fitness here and there, but yeah, that would be the hope with this. Is Villa will take encouragement, I think. I think they'll be pinning that result up on the board in the dressing room and saying, you know, we nearly got something from this game. If we try that again, we might do it. And Liverpool equal will be saying, do not let this happen. You've got a point to prove.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty bad time to play Liverpool, being perfectly honest, just on the back of what Chris says. You know, we've got 3-3 so far, and, you know, I think there's something to be said for the rest of the teams that are up there. Liverpool are going to want to go to that international break with maximum points, and you'll kind of set a statement out there for what's going on. You're right, we've got much more better options. We've got people that have been integrated into the team, people that are pushed on since that. You know, a Curtis Jones, you know, is a totally different option to what he would have been 12 months ago. You're playing Aston Villa, you know, Jota's come in, like we discussed on the final word. It's not bad. Aston Villa have got a lot more to deal with in this game than he did in the last one. I know Liverpool kind of threw the kitchen sink at them, and, you know, whether we got lucky or, you know, the mentality was still there. I still expect to be a tough game. Aston Villa made some good signs as well. I think they got Ross Barkley in. John McGinn and Jack Grealish are both very good players. They've got a decent goalkeeper now, who I thought was Arsenal's better goalkeeper until we played last night. He just kind of totally proved me wrong. But, you know, I don't think it'll be dead easy, but I think that the fans thing is a massive thing for, like John says, for a club like Aston Villa. You know, it's, you know, growing up in the 90s, you know, they're a massive club, you know, with a big stadium, with, like, all teams who get behind them. But, you know, Liverpool are getting used to winning games now without, you know, away from home, without fans in the crowd, which I think is a huge thing.
Yeah, I mean, and kind of mentioned there, Chris, they've got good players, they've bought well, they'll be a better off. I don't think Villa, well, they might, but I would imagine Villa will be a stronger proposition this time around. They've added Ross Barkley as well on loan, and we know he's got, you know, he had a decent performance against us last season in particular. He's another lad there that they've added who's talented, who actually will be looking to take the game to us. So yeah, look, I don't expect this to be a walk in the park, but also I'd be quite buoyed if Aston Villa wanted to take the game to us, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I'd be buoyed, and I'd be surprised if they did, to be honest with you. I think, you know, yes, they're coming off two wins in the Premier League, and, you know, I know they dominate, really, don't they, Fulham. But the first game, obviously, they beat a good side in Sheffield United, but the red card changes that game, and it very early on in that game, wasn't it? So they get a 1-0 result against Sheffield United, but they'll equally be hoping to go in with 9 points into the international break and 3 wins. Liverpool obviously looking for their fourth, and, you know, for me, it's about setting your stall out now. And, you know, if we can get to the international break with 12 points and put in a good performance against Aston Villa, I think the rest of the league sits up and takes notice. And they already should have been. But the fact is, Brendan Rodgers used to do it, didn't he? He used to break the season down into chunks of games. And if you can get to this international break with full points, everyone else is, well, blooming heck, that's not a good sign for us. You know, and you might just be able to kill a little bit of the hope of the other sides around you. But when it comes to Liverpool, yeah, they've got good players, but, you know, they're not as intense as we are. No team is as loud as we are in these empty stadiums either. You know, the shouting and everything else that we do. You said it last week, I can't remember if it was after the Arsenal game, but, you know, we're managing to suffocate sides without the use of a crowd, which, yeah, I've not seen any other side do, apart from maybe Bayern Munich in this sort of COVID era of football.
Yeah, they've got a hoping they've got a false sense of security after that Fulham game, because Fulham was shocking and all over the pitch, not just defensively as well. Like, it's a different kettle of fish coming up against Liverpool on what we can do with Aston Villa. They will have taken confidence from that game, but, like we said before, they've got to prepare for so many more situations than they do against Fulham. You know, does Mane play? I've got to prepare for that. Does Jota play? But, you know, what's he going to do? We've got an abundance of choices in the midfield. You know, teams have to do a lot of homework on Liverpool and how we set up and what we do. We know Thiago's not there, which I think we know is a bit shit. We don't have that extra option, but we should have enough quality to see past Aston Villa.
Yeah, and this is the thing, isn't it? I think Chris is dead right on this. You know, you get to this will have been earmarked as the first chunk of the season. It's a very, very difficult start. And the issue is with this, Villa, in some regards, is a bit like, it's not like after the Lord Mayor's show, but, you know, Leeds coming up is a big occasion. Playing Leeds' first game in the Premier League is a big occasion. Chelsea and Arsenal, they should be, you know, they're historic rivals and relative, you know, top four rivals, big games. We don't want to take our eyes off the prize here. We're thinking, oh, well, we've done the really hard chunk. I think the squad will be looking at this, and so they can get into the international break, kind of catch themselves. Klopp referenced this post-match about how he's going to be looking into the Champions League. So if he gets next week to catch up, but they'll want to, this will be the plan all along, is 12 points and then take a breather and re-establish yourselves.
Sure. And although they always say, you know, we take each game as it comes, I think everyone at the club knows that after the break, we've got Everton and we've got City coming up. You want to keep your momentum going. And although, you know, this is a bit after the Lord made show for us, it's not for Villa. This is a big game for them. Yeah. And unless we're on our mark, you know, we're going to have trouble. And I don't think we're that daft. I think we know that we're a good side and we should be beating teams like Aston Villa. And I fully expect that we will.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, we're going to talk a little bit about Liverpool's potential selections and potential selection headaches. But first, we've got some fantastic merchandise available for you guys. Have a little look at this.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay then, yes, you can check that out. There's plenty of ways in which you can have a little look at our shop. There's a panel underneath the video on YouTube, so you can scroll down and have a little peruse. There's a brand new Thiago t-shirt there as well. If you want to get involved with that, you can do. Chris showed his mug. I will show mine as well. We've got the As You Wear ones, which are absolutely fabulous. Let's see. Mug buddies. Oh, someone's at the door. Who is it?
It's a health visitor.
Yeah. Fairly certain. Yeah. If anyone gets the Jeff Astle reference, please let me know. You get grey brownie points for me in the comments. Chris, there might be a couple of selection headaches now. At time of recording, you know, all we have is very, and I say this, very, very unsubstantiated rumours and innuendo around, you know, the health of Liverpool's squad. There was a little bit going around on the match day for Arsenal that, you know, a couple of Liverpool squad players had contracted COVID off the back of the Thiago stuff. We know Thiago's not going to be available. We know there's already a couple of injury issues. Jordan Henderson is still going to be a doubt for this game. Matip's not going to be back a little bit longer then on top for Oxlade-Chamberlain. Liverpool have got some concerns and some issues. Again, like Brewster will probably be gone by this point. Shaqiri might well be out the way. If Liverpool were to lose a couple more, you know, given the minutes already on the pitch for the likes of Shaqiri and Van Dijk, this might actually make it a bit tricky for Klopp to put a decent side.
Let's hope. Look, what we do know is that the senior players who played against Arsenal, if the worst comes to the worst, they're not involved in this COVID thing, are they, for a start? So you've got Adrian, if the goalkeeper goes down. You've got James Milner, you've got Virgil van Dijk, you've got Joe Gomez, you've got Gini Wijnaldum, you've got your Salahs, and your Minaminos and your Jotters. So we can put a good side out regardless. What you're hoping for is that it's none of the lads that, you know, I've not mentioned, your Sadio Mane's, your Bobby Firmino's, the lads that weren't involved in the matchday squad last night. But regardless of that, I think Liverpool have got a very strong side to be able to put out. I'd be really surprised, you know, if all of those players were all first teamers. What you're hoping for is that it's not the midfielders, I suppose, because what we know is we've got Fabinho, we've got Wijnaldum if we need them. So you're looking for that one other player. James Milner could be that lad if you need. So we've got at least three midfielders, we've got at least three strikers, and we've got a defence that we can put out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's it, Dan. I mean, obviously, we won't go too much on into the rumours and stuff, but even if, for, let's say, I mean, you'd imagine in normal circumstances, Mane and Firmino and Alisson, it's just obvious they've just been rested because it's the League Cup. So they should all come back in. There should be no issues there. But even if they didn't, you know, as Chris kind of rightly points out, with Robertson, Fabinho and Gini Wijnaldum all on the bench, if you put those four back into that team from midweek, that's still a bloody good team.
Yeah, I mean, and the forward line last night, with a decent midfield behind it, will be really, really dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't quite that way last night, but, you know, a decent midfield. And we would have Fabinho and Wijnaldum, at least, as Chris said. So we'll be fine, you know.
Yeah.
And if everyone is fit and healthy, then you're still looking at 11 players who almost pick themselves at the moment, because the midfield is pretty weak.
I agree with that. I mean, for you, Dad, Ilarge is just, to the best of your ability, we just go on a game with the team that played on Monday against Arsenal.
Yeah. And still Henderson is fit again, and Thiago shaking off COVID. You know, I don't think we'll see much change in our midfield. But of course, the international break may change everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. It should, hopefully, the international break will clear a few injuries up for Liverpool. But Ross, I mean, look, we know this. We know so much that if everyone's fit and available from the Monday game, the front three picks itself at the moment. The midfield will always be a talking point throughout the season of what that team's going to be. But based on what we've seen, you know, I can't see it being anything really other than Fabinho, Keaton and Wijnaldum, really. Milner might get a look in, Curtis Jones might get a look in, but both of those lads played a lot of minutes in there just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it'd be the one that makes sense. The only concern is, I know Jordan Henderson's getting assessed today, or, you know, Friday time, recording it ahead of the game on Sunday, but he's been called up for England. You know, he's still fucking stupid logic. You know, the lad's been injured, not playing any games yet. He can go and fly around the world or whatever it is to go and play footy. He seems stupid. It'd be nice to see him get half an hour, if I'm being perfectly honest, just to get him up to speed and get some rhythm back into his game. But like you said, you know, the choices that Liverpool have got, even when, you know, we find ourselves down to the bones, as it were, because of injuries or, you know, potential injuries or potential COVID, we're still a very good side. Like, even if Curtis Jones had to start this game, I know he played on Wednesday, Thursday, fucking hell. If his name's on the team,
it's been a long time since we played Thursday night football. I bet the AFTB are making the same mistake as us.
Thursday night football can get in the bin. But if his name's on the team sheet now, like, you're not scoffing at it, are you? You're not, like John says, there's no concerns. You know how he's going to play. You know he'll fit into the system, and we can play well. I think that midfield battle will be pretty tough if they play Ross Barkley, you know, McGinn and Jack Grealish. I think that's where you kind of need to control it. But Fabinho does that.
Yeah, and this is not, I mean, this is the thing. The conversation a week ago was different, Chris, because of the centre-back issues. You know, if Virgil van Dijk and Joe Gomez are fit, and given the magnificent performance of Gomez on Monday, that's not an issue at the moment. It might inform that the substitutes bench again, and who are the backups for the defence, might be a little question mark. But you'd imagine Trent comes back in, Gomez and van Dijk will start, Robertson will start, and so Fabinho is available for the midfield. So Fabinho will, you'd imagine, again, just come in and then I suspect it does largely pick itself, this team.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, barring anything mad happening, but as you say, those lads should all be available. If you've got Fabinho, you've got Wijnaldum, and then worst comes to the worst, you've got James Milner, best case probably Naby Keita to come in. That's still a midfield that's absolutely sound, wealth of experience there, lads that have played together. And then, you know, worst case scenario, you've got Minamino, Jota and Salah as your front three. Best case scenario, you've got Salah, Mane and Firmino coming in. Either sides, I think, would be good enough to beat Aston Villa, hopefully. Fingers crossed, anyway. But, yeah, no, look, it's such a shame we've not recorded this after the press conference, isn't it? But, you know, timings hasn't allowed for that, Paul. And I'm not sure the Klopp would give anything away anyway in the press conference. So I think it might just be a case of waiting for journalists to feed on scraps and let us know what's going on, if they can unearth anything.
Yeah, definitely. And again, one thing we know, regardless of the side that goes put that we put out, is that you've got a level of endeavour, work rate, and understanding in the side. So, you know, we can rotate if we have to. And look, we're going to have to rotate, Dad. You know, not ideally at the moment, but look, once we come back from the internationals, you know, the Champions League ramps up again. You're playing two games a week. We're going to see. It's not often that we're going to see what we consider to be our strongest 11. You know, it's going to be a lot of teams where it's going to be probably two from the established front three in a lot of games. You know, Jota will play a lot more football. Minamino will play a lot more football. So we should, again, regardless of the iteration, I think we're going to be all right.
I think midfield, once we've got all our midfield players fit, they'll chop and change. Yeah. You know, I mean, because we now have at least four people who can play the holding role, if mm-hmm. need be. And yeah. we have attacking midfield players now. I mean, but while we're down in numbers, we're just going to see the same three week in, week out, as long as they stay fit.
Yeah. One person I think who might actually be in contention for the start, Chris, is Diogo Jota. I still tend to err on the side of the front three are fit. They're gonna play. But I think he's the most interesting conversation. I can't see Minamino just yet. I can't see turning around to Bobby Firmino and going, "You're just not playing, mate." You know, because I don't think Firmino's at that standard just at the moment. And I don't think Jota is better than Mane. But every minute, Jota's been so exciting. It's been such a joy to watch his early steps as a Liverpool player that if you told me that he was starting against Aston Villa for whatever reason, I'd actually just be made up to see more of him.
I would, but not at Mane's expense, to be honest with you, because Mane is just... He continues to improve. He's been improving since he came to the club, and he keeps on getting more influential and more impactful. And he's just an absolute joy to watch, isn't he? And every time he picks up the ball, you can see now the opposition teams are scared shitless of Sadio Mane, and rightfully so. He's such a dangerous player. I'd be happy to remove him with 30 to go if we're a couple of goals up, but I certainly still want Mane over Jota. But you're absolutely right. If you do start Jota, if he does come in, I ain't disappointed. I'm excited to see how he does as well, John.
I mean, I see, you know, Jota as a substitute, you know, at the moment. I mean, I think there will come a time when he's challenging. But now, I mean, you know, we have, as you say, Chris, Mane for 60 minutes, and then suddenly everyone relaxes in the opposition and you bring on Jota.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to really make an impact. I mean, it's really good business bringing in a player that good.
Yeah, as an impact sub in the short term is great. And again, I think we'll see a world where, you know, one of the front three will play 90 minutes, the other one will play 60 minutes and sub out for Jota, and then the following game Jota will start and then be subbed out on 60 for the other lad who's then missed out and stuff. We'll get to that kind of world, but yeah, we're taking very tentative steps towards that, and it's really exciting to see.
You say all the time, Paul, don't you? You talk about like the sports science and the minutes and stuff, and it wouldn't surprise me if Jota just brings everybody's minutes down in that front three.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 500 minutes each, and he picks all of those 500 minutes or whatever, you know, maybe picks 2,000, and they all come down a sort of similar amount. And what we get actually is their minutes coming down and their level of play going up. And that's what I expect to see out of this Jota signing. And I'll try and do some more dances for you and maybe some of this. All that,
but
that's what
Jota
does
for
me,
please. Yeah, definitely.
Ross, just bollocks to sports science, mate. Play 4-4 of him, go 4-2-3-1. Bobby in the 10, Jota on the left, Mane on the right, and Salah in the middle. 4-0, happy days. Job done.
Agreed.
That's the break, yeah.
Let's just do that. Okay, let's have some score predictions from you guys. Chris, what do you think? You've got no Emma to copy off this week.
Yeah, I know. I've just texted though, so I'm waiting for the reply. I'm gonna say 1-0 Liverpool.
Okay, Dad.
3-0.
Ooh. Ross.
2-1. Again.
Okay. I've got a feeling like a 1 or 2-0 for Liverpool here. You know, I can't see. I've just got a sneaking feeling that again, even though we've rotated, it's still a lot. It's been a very, very intense, you know, early start of the season. We're lucky in some regards that Villa have had a similar kind of thing, of course. So I think we'll have enough to come out on top, even if we're struggling for, you know, even if the fitness issues are issues, Villa should have similar sort of problems. So yeah, hopefully that'll be enough for us to come out on top. But I don't expect us to batter them. Which would make it even more lovely if we did. So, yeah, just do that, please, Liverpool. Yes, we've got plenty more content for you, so don't worry about that. Chris is going to be doing a starting 11 prediction show. That should be good fun. We've also got two specials available for you on the redmentv.com right now. They are the Champions League draw reaction show, where we looked a little bit about into the details about around Ajax and Midgetland and Atalanta as well, and our thoughts on that. And, of course, with Rian Brewster and the Sheffield United move, there is a special on that. So if you need more Liverpool content, more chat around the big things happening around this wonderful football club of ours, go over and start your subscription on the redmentv.com today, and you get access to all of that, plus a whole host of amazing extra content, documentaries, exclusive interviews and more. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We'll see you all a little bit later on. Thank you for watching, thank you for liking, sharing and subscribing, and we'll see you all soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.